Welcome to season two of Coping Kit for Everyday Life. I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Michelle. This season's theme is change. Together, we will explore tools for coping with the ordinary and the extraordinary changes in life.
Hey, Michelle, welcome back.
Hi, Genevieve. Season two.
Season two. Woohoo! Season two, episode two.
I know. So many changes happening as we talk about transitions in our lives.
Yeah. And speaking of changes, you know, you have a lot of change going on in your life, as you've mentioned that you have moved to California. And one of the topics that you and I have talked a lot about as we have gotten older also is, you know, we've been friends for over 30 years.
And we met when we were two.
We met, yes. We were just shooter. And, you know, we were friends at work who then became friends outside of work. And it's interesting to sort of think about not only the maintaining of really long-term friendships with people, but also how to make new friends as you get older. It's really hard. When you're a kid, it's so easy. It's like the person sitting next to you at lunch or your next door neighbor, or in my case, my almost 40 plus year friend that I have had since I was 9 years old was at swim lessons, you know? So, but it's much harder now as an adult to really find and maintain and make new friends.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's also like, so you have the people that you've known for many years, but then when you are faced with, you know, like for me coming to California and being a whole new place and having to create my new tribe. So it's like, how do you do that? How do you create those relationships?
Yeah.
And I also think there's something too about, like we did in our previous episode, we talked about friendship. So it makes sense to who we are talking about it again and the importance of friendship and how it's something that we want to have in our coping kit. Then, you know, having these people who could be supportive to us, someone who, you know, can just be there, that we can do things we have common interest. We have friendships provide so much for us in so many different ways. So it's interesting that we think when we're in this part of our life, like, how do we continue that? Because we do know that friendship is so important to have.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as I was doing some of the research for today's episode, there was a lot of mentioning about this sort of loneliness epidemic that's happening for people since the pandemic, but also I think in general as people get older, right? So, and it just becomes harder to do that. And we did, you know, we had a podcast, we did an episode on friends, and we talked about the importance of friends and that friends provide us with fun. They keep us honest. It's really important, fulfilling relationships. We have shared experiences and the importance of that for children. But really today, we're also talking about the importance of that for adults. So what do you look for in a friend, Rochelle?
So what I look for in a friend is someone who's supportive, that I can rely on and, you know, be there for me. Because I think just having that, you know, that sounding board sometimes, but also someone I can have fun with.
Yeah.
Someone that, you know, we can go and go out to have dinner together and have fun. Or, you know, I love the friendships. Like you can just, like, I think, you know, you can pick up the phone or go on a Zoom. I'm doing a lot of Zoom now because far away from my friends. And you could just reconnect. Just like you haven't been together in months, but you could reconnect like you were just with each other the day before.
Right.
I guess you also having that companionship and a company, I think, is also fun. Yeah. Something for friendship.
Yeah. I think, you know, I want somebody, a sense of humor, a friend that won't judge me either, right? But will also be honest with me, that will say like, hey, you've got crap in your teeth, so you don't want to go in there until you clean that out.
You know? Absolutely. That's no one is out looking like that.
And so it's the sign of a real friend who tells you when you get crap stuck in your teeth. That's when you know that that person really cares about you. So yes, I think those are all really important things. And as we get older, it's harder to do that. And I did send you a little clip of a video recently of, it was Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. And they were talking about their upcoming movie that they're in. But she was also talking, Jane Fonda was making this point about, as she's gotten older, the difficulty it has been to make friends and to meet new friends. And that she was saying that it's the importance of being really intentional about it and also really purposeful. Like, it doesn't just happen like it did when we were kids, right? But people are just, you know, when you're kids, they're just sort of thrown into these circumstances or thrown together into something. It doesn't really happen that way as adults. So she was sort of saying, like, she identified these women as women that she wanted to be friends with. So she purposefully went out of her way to call them up, to ask them out, to go and do things. Now, granted, she's Jane Fonda. So, of course, who wouldn't want to go out and have coffee with Jane Fonda, right? Or Lily Tomlin, or Rita Moreno, or Sally Fields, for that matter. I'd have coffee with any one of them, and I'd be happy to be any one of them, their best friend.
Definitely. Greatly.
But yeah, so like the idea of being really intentional and purposeful in identifying someone and saying, I want to be friends with that person, right? Or that person seems like somebody that would be cool to be friends with, right?
Yeah, I think that intentional piece is so key, is like kind of letting someone know, like, I'm interested in getting to know you. So, you know, it is as simple as things. Like, I think, like, for me now, it being in this new place is like kind of saying to people, oh, you know, maybe we can meet for coffee, and just being able to have a place that we can kind of just chat and talk to get to know each other. I think looking within the community, like, you know, for me, one of the things I was doing is like looking for a church in my area that was, you know, one that was interested in me to then join, so that I also have an opportunity to meet people and potentially get to know them, because we have a similar interest in our faith. So yeah, I think that intentional piece and letting people know that, you know, you're interested. Because a lot of times people don't, may not necessarily know that. So I think it starts off simple, because I think it is about having those initial conversations. Because I think about people that I've met, like, for example, you and I, you were my like internship supervisor, and then we ended up working together. But I think over time, as we started having conversations and getting to know each other, but like, oh, okay, I like Genevieve and talking with her and hanging out with her. So it went from, you know, doing things at work to doing things outside of work, you know, doing things that we found that we had common interest in, and so on and so forth. And I think that's part of it too, is like, you know, as you get to know people, then you kind of, you invest more time with each other, and a friendship builds, and it builds over time. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hard to take that first step, right? I mean, it's hard to, I mean, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here on this. For you, I mean, you're totally going through this right now, just sort of like, and I mean, just to ask, like, what's been sort of the hardest part of trying to make new friends for you?
I think, you know, it's just kind of, it's like, you know, just kind of getting to know people, because I'm kind of like an introvert. I think once I get to know someone, I'm more comfortable that I'll probably talk more and be more for myself. But at first, I'm the kind of person kind of, I know, I kind of sit and observe people a little bit, kind of get a sense of who they are. And then if it's someone I'm interested in, then going to, you know, pursue a friendship. But it is uncomfortable, because it's kind of like, I think that the thing is the rejection piece. Like, say, if I say, hey, you know, do you want to go meet for a cup of coffee? You know, is that person going to say, yeah, sure, let's meet for a cup of coffee? Or is that person going to be like, yeah, sure, but then blow you off? Or, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's that whole thing of like putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
I equate it, it's almost like dating, but not dating in a sense that like when you're meeting someone, you have to put yourself out there in order to make a friendship. That's the reality.
Yeah.
So it is uncomfortable. And I think, you know, I have to remind myself is that I have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable, because it is going to be uncomfortable, because these are new people. You don't know them. It's like, you know, part of friendship is building trust. So, you know, what types of things did you disclose about yourself at first before you feel comfortable to, you know, which is part of the thing, is like that vulnerability piece, because you do have to share some of yourself in order to build a friendship. Like, people want to know, like, you're sharing of yourself, and then they'll share of themselves. And that's how, you know, you create a relationship. So that vulnerability piece too is also, you know, being in a new
Yeah, just having that compassion for yourself, right? And that the patience to allow yourself to even get comfortable in those awkward moments of trying to be like, hey, would you like, because we are afraid of rejection, right? We're afraid of somebody saying to us. So in other episodes that we've done, we clearly, this is called Coping Kit for Everyday Life. So, you know, we talk a lot about different ways to sort of bolster yourself in those kinds of moments. And so we can use some of those tricks. Like, we've talked a lot about mantras, telling yourself, I am a good friend. I would be a good friend. Anybody would want to be friends with me, right? So like sort of building yourself up and telling yourself like, I'm a cool friend, like I'm a good friend to have, right? That can actually, using statements like that for yourself, actually makes you warmer and friendlier and more open to new relationships when you are telling yourself to be open to those relationships that you would be a good friend to have. You know, taking those deep breaths when you start to feel that anxiety come up over you, taking a moment to take a deep breath so that you can stay in it, you know, so that you don't walk away before you get the opportunity because you're so anxious before you even ask the question of the friend, like, do you want to go for coffee? Do you want to meet me for whatever? You know, and then the idea also of just of going to places, of doing things that you like to do and going to activities around that, right? So like I started taking a tap class and I've met some really lovely women and they're, interestingly enough, they're almost all my age.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, it's like the, you know, 50-year-olds in the tap class. So that's been fun, you know, and that's incorporating something that I enjoy and that I like to do, but I'm also meeting new people while I do it. And I have been thinking over the past few weeks, like, maybe I should ask one of these ladies out to lunch afterwards, right? Because the class is from like 12 to 1. And I often think like, maybe somebody would want to go to lunch with me after. And so maybe this is my opportunity now to tell myself, I'd be a good friend. I'd be a good friend. And then go do it.
Yes, definitely, you know, kind of. I also like, you know, we talked about forming an intention. So I think for me, it's looking at what am I willing to practice to cultivate friendships. So I think for me is, you know, reminding myself that I'm willing to practice to be compassionate with myself and give myself grace. That's something I had to remind myself is like, I just relocated here. I've only been here a little bit over 4 months. So it's going to take some time to build those friendships and just remind myself, like, how can I be compassionate, you know, with myself as I do that? I think so, you know, like changing your mindset. And also, you're like, you know, like I said, that positive self-talk, you know, I am a good person. I am someone who will be a great friend. I mean, clearly I've had these wonderful friendships that I've been blessed with. So I can't be that bad. So,
you're like, a great friend, Rochelle.
Thanks. And so are you. And that it's going to take time to do that. So I think, you know, just forming that intention could also be something that can help you. And then also, you know, just taking the baby steps. Like, you know, Jen was saying, taking a class, you know, finding something of interest. I think that's always great. So one of the things I want to pursue is that I've actually started maybe 2 years, I can't remember, where I do walking. It's a walking club that, you know, they're walking all over the country. And why is the name Girl Trek? Yes. So Girl Trek is actually a wonderful organization where the goal was to get 1 million women of color to be walking every day. So we dedicate Saturdays to doing a walk. And there's like basically, you know, people walking all over the country, even in Africa, like all over the world, that these wonderful women have created this organization. So one of the things I did was I reached out on Facebook to see if there was a local club in the California area where I am. And I did find one. So my goal is to one day just go join them because it is something that I'm interested in, you know, keeping health, but it's also an opportunity to meet people who have the same interests. So you walk and then you also, they do a podcast and you actually learn about facts from Black history as well. So it's a great organization actually. Yeah. So one of our colleagues actually told me about it. So I've been doing it for, yeah, it's probably about 2 years, you know? So that's something that I kind of, you know, went and tried to look to see. So again, like finding things of like interest is a great thing to do. And for me, it's going to be a risk. So we always talk about risk taking. So it is to me for risk because these are women I don't know at all. I like basically have been, you know, joined the Facebook group to learn a little bit more about them. But it's going to be a risk for me to just go and like, hey, can I walk with you today? So they set up, they like kind of say when they're walking on Saturday. So one of my goals is to join them on Saturday and just meet them and just see you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. If there's a website or something, we should put it in our notes also so others can find this organization as well, because it sounds really great. So you just found the one near you, but you said you started doing this 2 years ago. So you've done these walks where you...
I've done these walks that I'm done by myself, but not with a group of people. This time I was like, you know, I'm going to take a risk and actually meet some women and, you know, in my area and try it and see. It could be also another opportunity to meet people.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I think that's great. I've thought about like hiking groups, though, as long as the hike is, you know, flat. Yeah. I suppose at that point, it's just a walking group. Yeah, but looking for things like that, too, that would be really interesting. That's great. I think that's wonderful. And I think we should share that information in our resources as well for this particular podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You know, so that's a great suggestion, right? Like this idea of like finding an activity that you enjoy doing, something like that. It turns out there's like different meetup groups. In some cities, there are Facebook groups that have like friends of in that city. And then people go and they find people in the city that want to hang out and be friends also. So there's all, so, you know, wherever you are, there's probably a Facebook group looking for friends. One of the other suggestions that I thought was interesting that I read while doing some of the research for this was also look and see who you were talking to a year ago that you haven't talked to maybe since or in a really long time. Like, who were you talking to around this time of year last year that you sort of lost touch with and reconnecting with that person? I recently had a high school friend of mine who we've kept in touch on and off over the years, but she connected again on LinkedIn. And I've been thinking about that and being like, she gave me her number. And then I literally stopped talking. Then I'm like, oh, you know what? And I think about it all the time. Like, I'm going to reach out to her and I'm going to, you know, she doesn't live far from me. I'm like, I'm going to reach out to her and see if we can get together. And that might be one of my goals after this podcast, right? One of the things, my takeaway to do, right? And it turns out that there is like a friend app, right? So like I have said, like, I wish there was a like similar to a dating app, but for friends. And it turns out there is. I think it's called Bumble BFF or something. And like, so you can go online and, you know, make friends through an app also, which I think is kind of fascinating. So there's lots of different ways to really get started, you know, to sort of take that action and then also just talking yourself up. Being gentle with yourself. And these are all really important things to keep in mind and to consider and to go at your own pace. You know, you don't have to move too fast. I mean, if you are somebody that's shyer and an introvert, then take your time, be kind to yourself. If you're someone that's more extroverted, then, you know, move at whatever pace feels comfortable or right for you, right?
Exactly. There's no right or wrong way. It's just doing what feels comfortable. And just taking a step. And I think one of the tips, one of the tools we talked about too is acknowledgement. So, you know, if this is something that you want to do is like, you know, cultivating these new friendships, being able to acknowledge yourself where like, okay, today I actually looked up to see, you know, what Facebook groups are available in my town or what meetup groups, or, you know, I asked someone out for coffee or, you know, I decided to join a group of interest. You know, acknowledge yourself for all those different steps you're taking towards building friendships, because it takes time and it's going to take lots of different steps to get there. And just take time and acknowledge yourself for, you know, taking some forward movement towards that goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your takeaway, Rochelle?
My takeaway is actually, I wrote it down as soon as you said it, was look whom you haven't spoken to in a year and touch. Because I think that is so true. It's like a lot of times we say, oh, someone comes on your mind and you say, I'm going to call them, and you haven't called them. And just like a simple call or text, you know, can just kind of, you know, reignite that friendship that, you know, you probably haven't had in a while. So I have someone in mind, actually, when you said it, and I wrote the person's email, I was like, okay, this is the person I'm going to actually talk to. Yeah. So that's definitely my takeaway for this.
Yeah.
And then
That's great. I think aside from I was going to also reach out to this person, I was also thinking about sort of what are other spaces maybe where I could meet friends. And certainly the church is one for me as well. And then also, no, I forgot what it was, just sort of thinking about really my takeaway from this, I'm going to say, is the intentional piece is being really like identifying someone and saying like, I'd like to be friends with that person. And then not that I'm like a stalker, pursue them in like a weird way, but like thinking about, okay, I'm going to ask this person out for coffee. I'm going to meet them for lunch or something, and being really intentional and purposeful about making friends instead of thinking like these things are just going to happen organically, because it's not anymore at this point, right? I have to put that energy out there to get that energy back, right? So I think what really is my takeaway is that sort of intentionality and purposefulness about making new friend as an adult.
Yeah, attention, being intentional. I love that piece from the video. Stuck with me too. So I think one of the things that we probably could share with our listeners is that maybe something they can try to do is, you know, we always do like some kind of reflection or journal is one, maybe write a list of places that you can meet new people or write a list of places of interest to then maybe generate a list of where you might want to meet new people. And I was thinking that I like the one you said, look and think about someone you haven't spoken to in a year and give them a text or a call.
Yeah.
Could be two things that our listeners can work on.
Do for as themselves.
As they find new friends and add, you know, building friendships, I guess is what we'll say we're adding into our coping kit today.
Yes, building friendships. That's a great one. All right. Well, Rochelle, this has been great. It's always wonderful to talk with you. You are a great friend. And doing this podcast together has helped us stay connected when we are both so far away from each other at this point on opposite ends of the country. But yeah, so it's been great having a chat with you today, and I look forward to future episodes together.
Same here. So please, you know, look at the show notes and send us your questions or ideas for show topics. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.